Students generally look forward to the arrival of summer and the end of the school year. Days spent outside the classroom can be fun, but 2 months away from a structured learning environment can also result in what's referred to as the summer slide. It's a tendency to lose some of the academic progress students make over the course of the school year. In Geneva, Boys and Girls Club and Hobart and William Smith Colleges team up to provide a program they call Summer University. 3 years ago, the two organizations visited a program in Rochester and realized they could partner to provide a similar opportunity for students in Geneva. Summer University students spend part of their day in the school and on the HWS campus, and part of their time at Boys and Girls Club. They also take a weekly field trip.
We take field trips every Friday, and one of the great, sort of great example of a field trip that tries to accomplish everything is we go down to the Watkins Glen Gorge. They walk through the gorge with a geologist talking about the rocks, and their kids are very interested in that sort of thing. They learn geology, they learn about rocks, they learn about different rock formations. They get up to the top after the exercise of walking up to the top, and there's a swimming pool, and they go swimming for the afternoon and have a good lunch. So that to me is that there's a summer day well spent intellectually engaging.
Chris Lavin is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club in Geneva. He says they seek to make the 6 weeks fun for the students, but the educational component is important and, so far, effective. The schools measure the students' skills before the summer begins, and again when they return to classes in the fall.
Almost from the beginning, I think a clear sign that we are not having learning loss, we're having learning gain. And they expect over 2 months of being away learning loss, but they didn't have it.
Summer University served 100 students the last 2 years and seeks to increase that number to 120 this year, and that's resource intensive.
We run a fundraiser called Send a Kid to Camp every summer, prior to the summer, to try and get the resources. We don't raise everything we spend on this project, but I would guess our estimate is we spend about $100,000 a summer doing this. We don't turn kids away. We'll spend what we need to, and we'll do what we can with the money we get.
Summer University spends around $600 to $700 per student. Katie Flowers is the director for the Center for Engagement and Service Learning at Hobart and William Smith Colleges. She says that's a good value.
When you think about $600 to $700 per kid, that is so cost effective. When families that I see nationally, locally, you know, finding unique summer opportunities, and it could be $300 to $500 a week for these opportunities. So when you think about the margin and the creativity and the partnerships that Chris has leveraged to maximize kids' experiences in Geneva, it's really exceptional. And HWS is proud to be a small part of that puzzle. We have two very generous donors that make it possible for paid summer interns to be considered, you know, club staff members. Talk about an amazing job opportunity.
More information about Summer University is on the Boys and Girls Club website, bgcgeneva.org. There's also information there on how to donate to the Send a Kid to Camp fundraiser.